Would you ever say he's never drove a car?
It could be.
What would you say?
I guess I would use the word driven. Has never driven a car. I don't know. It may be wrong, or maybe it should be drove, but I don't know. Those are things that came to you so naturally, we never thought anything of it. Or he never did drive a car.
What do you call the boards on the outside of the house? Some houses have them that lap over each other like this.
Shiplap.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Weatherboard.
Was that the same?
Yes.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to...
shut the door.
And what do you call a little building used for storing wood?
Woodhouse, I guess. We never had that. We'd store our wood on the porch.
What about storing tools?
Well, they'd be in the wash house or in the smokehouse or something to that effect.
What did you call, before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the buildings that they had outside?
Oh, well, the little outhouse, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Were there any other names for that?
There was another, a Beck house. Back house.
And what different animals did y'all have here, and where were they kept?
The horses, the mules, cattle, the cows, the hogs, they had their separate places. The horses and the mules and the cattle would range together on for grass, and the hogs were usually kept in a pen at times. Sometimes they ranged out with the cattle too.
What did you call that pen that the hogs stayed in?
Hog pen.
What was it called in German?
Schweinepen.
Still use the English word pen.
Yeah. Penne. Penne. Uh-huh. Was a German expression for a pen. Penne. Schweinepenne.
What different buildings were there for the bigger animals?
The hot bar.
Like the horses, where would they?
Pasture.
No, the building.
What about
the building? The horse stall.
Mm-hmm. What about for the cattle?
Cow shed.
Okay. What was the biggest building you had?
I don't get what you mean.
The
biggest
one that burnt down out here.
Well, we had a barn to store our feed in, the corn, and a shed, a horse shed or a horse barn connected with it.
What did you call the place where you store the corn?
Corn crib.
Was that part of the barn? Or?
Yes.
What was that called in German?
The Kornscheine.
Where was grain stored?
Grain?
Uh-huh.
It would be in the corn crib.
Do you ever hear people talk about a granary or a granary?
That's something that came up later, Barbara, as the machinery development came along to store grain. We didn't have that in this area here. If we had any grain, we stored it in the corn crib, or in the barn, corn barn.
Build extra.
But later on they had a...
The granaries came on later.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they quit raising cotton and planted grain, milo and such things.
What does a granary look like?
They are storage places, round, great big tanks like.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the upper part of the barn?
I don't think they ever had one on this place.
I can't recall, Barbara.